Jeez. Yeah. Right. Look. Look. Tell me how you really feel. Tell me how you really feel. I would ask you what's the deal, but you don't even got a deal. Most niggas with a deal couldn't make a greatest hits. Y'all a whole lot of things, but you still ain't this. I don't know no one that can tell me what to do. Heard you never claimed the hood, heard the hood claimed you. That can't sit well, oh well, ship sail. Still mine, all mine, cosine, cosine. I pull up and got so big that they try to hit me with both fines. Hype Williams, Big Pimpin', yeah, just like the old times. Same niggas from the old days, lot of sides on the same side. OVO, we a gold mine, but I'm gon' go no time. Doing plat plat only, boys better back off me. Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame. Like I'm shirt off, like I'm shirt off, like I'm shirt off shorty. Whole city going crazy, whole city going crazy. Top five, no debating. Top five, top five, top five. Top five, top five, top five.
Medford! Guess what, Medford? It's the Rap Radio Hour.
Rap Radio Hour.
And we're back!
2017!
And I'm back inside the Matrix. And I said that we would make it. Ain't squad with some traitors.
No money in the basement. This ain't no metal on the way.
We done really put some days in.
Get out of here, Medford.
Medford. Oh, man. All those other hours put to shame. It's Rap Radio Hour.
Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with...
Rap Radio Hour.
You didn't think it would Rap happen, Medford. Not tonight. You thought your commute was going to be safe.
Midnight commute is a midnight treat.
You're listening to WMFO 91.5
FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. That's right. Yeah. Medford, it is late, but we are early in the year and early in the
semester.
Presidency and the semester.
All right, why do you gotta make it political, man?
I'm not trying to, dude. It's just a fact.
Yeah, you're right.
Even facts are political now, dude. Crazy.
You seen any good movies lately?
No.
Just the clown show that's going on C-SPAN
Wall
all day.
Street in Washington, man.
All right, let's read a PSA.
Let's do it. Yeah, it's your turn. I've read every episode the last 200 straight episodes. That's right. Episode 200 of Rap Radio Hour. We've been doing this for 4 straight years.
Here's a good, just sort of non-political,
yeah, let's just
everyday
hear about
PSA.
It.
Uh-huh. Okay. Super PAC. Numbers to think about. As pointed out by Lawrence Lessig, 80% of all the money so far donated to the Super Political Action Committees, also known as Super PACs, comes from just a total of 196 Americans. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That's good to know. It's a fun fact. Non-political, I'd say.
Totally bipartisan, non-partisan, anti-partisan.
Apartisan, if you would.
Yeah. Partisan agnostic.
Please partisan the expression.
Let's see. Any
My name's Elliot. His name's Grant. Together we make up Medford's Rap Radio Hour.
What's going on?
The number one rated show.
We can do some Tinder, DJ.
On 91.5. That's right. It's time for your favorite game, Tinder, DJ.
Tinder DJ is where we message our Tinder matches for song requests.
You may notice that the fading is a little bit subpar. That's because Grant's thingy broke. So we're doing it all.
I don't usually use the thing.
Oh yeah, that's right. We're gonna play our favorite song right now. The trailer to is this trailer? Or just
no, this is Batman interrogates the Joker.
This is Batman interrogates the Joker
from the best movie last year,
the best film of 2016, and I suspect 2017, The Dark Knight.
That would be fun if we did a best of. If we're gonna it's all The Dark Knight.
Best of, like, Dark Knight scenes?
No, just best of 2016, and it's all the Dark Knight.
What was the best song you think
good
of 2016?
Cop, bad cop routine.
The Dark Knight theme.
What do you think is the best TV show of 2016?
Every time there was a trailer for The Dark Knight. Actually, what was your favorite song of 2016? We can do that.
Like for realsies?
Yeah. Oh. Or just a song that you thought was really great in the year.
I mean, I liked that Run the Jewels released their third album.
Oh yeah, I haven't listened to it.
December 24th.
Is there a song
late
in particular
in
that you think is good?
Nothing I'd be proud of on here, actually. But I mean,
the standard is so low. I can't imagine.
Yeah,
a song that you wouldn't be proud of.
Bad album.
Really, it was a bad album.
Yeah, no, it was fine. It was great, obviously.
Okay, I don't know. I'm asking you.
I haven't listened to the whole thing, so you know. But I say it was great.
Okay.
I really liked. Now, I know this is not rap, so before I get attacked by our listeners, our That's loyal, fine. Faithful listeners, I like rap still. I liked Mike Snow's song, Genghis Khan. I thought it was great.
What's good about it?
The music video. Have
so
you seen
the
it?
Song.
Have you seen the video?
No. Was the...
You wanna play it now? I mean, we got some dead air.
Why would Medford be into that, though? It's a music video.
I mean, we play them The Dark Knight every episode.
They can picture that in their heads. It's a classic movie.
A classic modern film.
That's funny. Comes we out play, every we play The Dark Knight.
We could probably find a streaming. Oh.
Never start with the head. The victim gets all fuzzy. You can't feel the neck.
He's right. I mean,
see?
Never start with the head.
Yeah. You wanted me. I had a friend in high school, and like sort of a friend. Like he was in one of my classes, and he was like sort of an odd kid, like very odd.
Okay.
A little like ominous and pretty like not very social. To a guy like me, that's cold. And like he would always play with his butterfly knife in class.
Okay.
And his butterfly pen when he was actually in class, but butterfly knife when he was at recess or like at lunch or something or free block.
Uh-huh.
Change things. And at one point we were talking about The Dark Knight, because I think it came out a while ago. Because it comes out every year.
Yeah.
And we were quoting bits of it. And then he like started rattling off like the entire script, like word for word verbatim. Like doing little like voices and everything and staring off into space. It was like, it was insane.
That's a lot to handle.
So that was scary. That's what I think of when I hear The Dark Knight.
Well, I'm sorry to trigger you.
Oh, hey, I have someone I can probably Tinder DJ with. I'm in a Tinder group Tinder.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Consult the group.
We got messaged by a group like a couple hours ago, so I could respond and say, hey, I'm doing a radio show. Hello. I'm doing... So what do I say? I'm doing a radio show right now?
Oh, I know what songs I should play. So I found the... Medford, for those of you that don't know, we threw a space party 2 years ago.
Why, yes we did.
In our rent suite. And then your house threw a second space party.
That's true. That come through. Prime. Should be chill.
And then this year, there's another space party.
Oh, yeah. Come through to that one.
You're picking up a pattern here. And I recently... realized that I have the original playlist on my iTunes.
That's
from
right,
the
folks.
Original space party.
An archaeological work of wonder.
So I'll play some songs from it.
Wait, should I say anything to these Tinder people or ignore them?
No, you should ask for song suggestions. So these are, you know, early 2014's greatest hits. Or no, early 2015.
Should I explain the nature of Tinder DJ?
No, it's just I'm DJing a radio show.
Is the website wmfo.org?
Don't tell them how to listen to it. My messages are really short. It's just I'm DJing a radio show. What song should I play? I be
cherry Ricky when I swell up with that best dick.
Man, you had a good taste back in the day, too, huh? You wet, bitch. I be freaking halo, get that heaven head, now bless this. I could get the hair, you know, well, I'm with that.
All of my recent matches are people go to tests, so I feel like I shouldn't do it. Oh, yeah. That bread flip, I be looking very heavy metal than reflective. I could get that. I'll go for Utah people. With that belly, with that bubble in them breasts. I be looking very jiggle jello in them dresses. I be with that petty in that puddle reminiscing. I be with that ayo, you know well I'm with that get rich. I'm in every city, they say hello to that head bitch. Find me in that burrow if you thorough with that bread flip. I be very linky, heavy metal and reflective. I could get that.
Talk about Space Party. For those at home who don't know what Space Party is, it's a massive party hosted at Ren every year that has high attendance numbers and is entirely space themed. There's lots of fun, dancing, beverages, all soda water, sometimes seltzer.
And so just carbonated water.
Yeah, but sometimes it's tonic water as well.
Real variety of flavorless water.
You know, lots of quinine. Very huge hit with the, you know, people. Anyway, you should come through.
What are some of the things that we're doing this year to make it space themed?
Well, I mean, I don't know if we're allowed to talk about on the air. I guess we're both 21, so. There's going to be alcohol there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you all have heard about space shots, but it's essentially Jello shots, but with an even stronger alcohol concentration. Everclear recently became legalized in Massachusetts, and it's being used as the base, according to a little rumor. If you want, the secret passcode is Beam Me Up Scotty.
Oh, that's good. Broadcast it on the radio.
Yeah, well, that way our true fans will be able to listen and get some more fun.
Yeah.
I think they deserve it. You know?
They deserve it.
Don't
they
tell your friends, tell yourselves. That made no sense. Oh, we got to work on the playlist for this this year.
No, it's going to be the same as two years ago.
Fresh, yet familiar.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, it's funny. One of the songs on this playlist is Versace Hottie by Wavy Spice. And
what? Could you play it?
Yeah. So actually, Wavy Spice now goes by the name Princess Nokia. And Princess Nokia is now blowing up as a rapper.
Oh my God. So we had
Princess Nokia before everybody had.
Well, before it was cool.
We were way
ahead of the trend. That's right. Come through. Although we should find someone else who's going to be ahead of the trend.
Right. We have to, you know, dig up some
up and coming stars.
Find some nuggets of gold that will mature into bars of gold.
Yeah, and eventually even palaces and cities of gold.
Exactly. So this is old Princess Nokia.
That's right. I only like the old stuff anyway. Before it was Princess Nokia. I'm saying it because I'm not sure if it's he, she, they.
She.
What up, you ain't phasing me. You know pussy run the show, VIP. I was a pretty young thing, call it PYT. Got these bitches all mad on the MAB. If the money ain't there, got to BYE. Sorry, little mama, got the G2G. Got the price on his head for the EYE. I'm setting bombs on these niggas, y'all could DIE.
Hood bitch, dash with a do on me. I just what I do, on yourself a bitch is cool. I don't like a sale, so you move kind of phony. And let me tell you again, I don't need a homie. Live my life alone, cause lonely is the only. Rather eat by myself than dine with baloney. I'm a B-I-T-C-H, bitch.
When you say DJing in your Tinder messages, do you put a hyphen in there?
No.
What do you just say, DJ? So lame.
No one will follow you for doing that.
Got no replies so far.
Same with me. It's like everyone's asleep or something. I don't get it.
But people I messaged are from Utah. It's 2 hours earlier there.
I don't get it.
Maybe they think I'm a bot. If I say I'm not a bot, do you think they'll believe me?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, what's an artist that's, you know, cool, upcoming, totally undiscovered, and will blow up in 2 years that we can play at the space party? Yeah, I know. Kind of a tall order, but we need it.
Mike Snow, Genghis Khan. Let's play it.
I mean, not...
Do you want to just do the music video?
Yeah, yeah. I'm curious.
Yeah.
But I don't think that really fits our criteria.
Just lost the world war, and the scene slips away to the evenness I fake. It's a shit so world, 'cause I don't really want you, girl. But you can't be free, 'cause I'm selfish, I'm obscene.
Isn't it great?
I don't really understand the analogy, but yeah, it's a great music video. Medford, without any cheating, I want you to call in and tell us what you think the music video is, based on the laughing and the sound effects that you heard.
Yeah. To give you a hint, it starts with number 8.
Question, is the main character in the music video, the Dean from Community?
I don't believe so, no. But it looks like it.
It looks very similar.
It's a really good video, though, huh?
Yeah, that is really good.
It's unexpected in a really positive way.
Yeah. I have an artist that... I don't know. I can't say for sure if they're going to blow up or not.
Okay.
I think the main thing holding them back is that they don't speak English.
All right, that's a barrier.
But it hasn't stopped other artists in the past.
That's true. For instance, the French guy who does those really, really cool music videos.
Stromae. Stromae. This guy is also... So Stromae is actually Belgian, and this guy's also Belgian.
Does he speak French?
Yeah.
Okay.
This guy, so similar, is French, but he's also Belgian.
Is it Stromae's brother?
It's not Stromae's brother.
Sister? Son?
It's not, no.
Nephew? Cousin?
Not related to Stromae.
I don't believe it.
Just from the same country.
You're a liar.
No, his name is Hamza.
Hamza. Ooh. Also, they have great names.
Stromae. This song is called Wine.
Hamza Wine. Is it spelled normally?
Yeah.
Oh, like.
Like. Yeah, except in this sense, so Hamza makes sort of like dance hall R&B.
Mm-hmm.
So wine is, in the Jamaican sense, sort of like a dance, like wine up your body.
Like wind?
Sort of.
Okay, so
I'm not going to get into
it. It's not in the normal sense.
It's not like
foreign sense.
It's not like this girl's complaining to me. It's not like that.
Okay, and it's not like a high-pitched noise.
No, neither. So I really like Hamza. This song, when I first heard it, I listened to it like straight for a week.
Whoa.
Great song. So this is one of my favorite. One of my favorite songs of 2016.
Get ready.
Medford.
Wow,
I would like to play this at the party.
Let's do it.
No funny music video though.
Okay. Well then I'll just listen.
Although he has, I'm just going to pause it for a sec. Hamza has another music video, and I never had like seen a picture of him before outside of this album cover, which is just from like the chest up.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out he's really, really short. And so in this music video, all of the comments are in French and they're all making fun of his height. And my favorite one is this guy is either 9 or 29 and I can't tell. So we can watch a music video of his afterwards, but this is my favorite song.
All right.
It's he's so short.
On a toutes les meufs qui nous fixent en main. J'envoie toutes les meufs sur la piste en main. Juste je veux changer ta vie. On a toutes les meufs qui nous fixent en main. J'envoie toutes les meufs sur la piste en main. Juste je veux changer ta vie. Fanny, elle veut juste un mec plein de money. J'crois qu'elle veut d'une gangsta story. J'sais que tu veux d'un mec plein de money. Money Fanny, elle veut juste un mec plein de money. J'crois qu'elle veut d'une gangsta story. J'sais que tu veux d'un mec plein de money. Money. Mama ouvre les cuisses pour ton fiston. Bad girl t'es bonne comme en shit. On a toutes les meufs qui nous fixent. Ce soir j'te phone sur ton fixe. On vit maintenant face que tu dis. Elle veut prendre des drogues à tout prix. Big Casanova. En terminale, elle avale chaque coup de mon séminal. Pof pof, ça smoke ganja médical. Bad girl, ce soir t'es ma filiale. On a toutes les meufs qui nous fixent. Ce soir j'te phone sur ton fixe. On a toutes les meufs qui nous fixent. J'envoie toutes les meufs sur la piste. Juste je veux changer d'avis. On a toutes les meufs qui nous fixent. J'envoie toutes les meufs sur la piste. Juste je veux changer d'avis. Fanny, elle veut juste un mec plein de money. J'crois qu'elle veut d'une gangsta star.
Alright, we're gonna change to a music video of his.
That was good though. I was enjoying that.
It's really catchy.
It's not a whole lot of rap.
This is called La Sauce.
La Sauce. Oh, should I put my glasses on?
It has like a really high production value, and it's a great video except for the fact that he's so blatantly short.
Can you full screen it?
Yeah.
So people at home can see.
Oh no!
No!
I accidentally skipped to the end.
Medford, there we go. Tragic.
All right, now you can see it, Medford.
That does have production value. Wow. Is that a drone or a jig? Must be drone. Yeah, they have a drone. short.
Ne vois que des flashs, des flashs. À quatre dans le lit, je mets des doigts dans la chatte de mes trois. Tu veux du Gucci pour mon chien, les enfants me disent c'est bien, c'est bien. Je mets ces petites putes au travail, cuisine la cambella. Cuisine la sauce, je traite ces petites putes et elles aiment ça. Elles aiment ça, oui, parce qu'elles sont comme ça. Elles travaillent à poil, mon frère.
I love that the angles are trying
to. Yeah, all the angles are from below him and try to make him look taller.
And he's never standing next to the standing girl.
C'est sur vrai terrain que je joue. Boy, regarde, traite, nous supplie à genoux. Elle travaille à mort, c'est vrai. Elle a quitté sa mère, ses frères. Elle aime les jeunes entrepreneurs qui vivent dans les coins sévères. Cuisine la sauce, elle mélange la sauce, la sauce.
That feels so bad.
What are the comments?
I see petite.
This is not about his height. They're all okay. All actually, the top comments right now are making fun of the name. They're all sauce jokes.
Are French YouTube comments nicer than English?
No.
Okay. Are they like at least slightly more wholesome or something?
This is just like when he's sitting on the bed, his feet don't even touch the ground. Question mark.
Can we look up his height?
Oh, this is funny. They're saying like, in place of sauce, it would be better for him to drink soup, no? I think it's like, so that he could grow. This one says he's between 9 and 27 years old. this one is just how tall is he?
Do they answer it?
A meter 55, I believe. I know I'm a meter 86. So they're saying he's like a third of a meter shorter than me, which is a foot. So they're saying he's like 5 feet tall.
He looks shorter than that.
Well, actually, let's do some real math.
Yeah, let's look it up.
A meter 55 in feet. Yeah, it's wow, 5.08 feet.
Huh. Are you sure he's actually that tall? It seems like
5 feet is pretty short. How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
I guess Medford doesn't know. Alright, I have another song to play. We're not going to play Ellie's stupid song.
Great name though, Ellie. I like it. Keep it up.
Oh, she said Shots Broiler Remix by Imagine Dragons.
Wow, that could be really, really bad.
Yeah, this is
Shots by LMFAO.
No, it's Imagine Dragons,
but it's remixed by Broiler.
Yeah, okay, we're gonna listen to it. I have such little confidence in the song.
It's the price you pay for Tinder DJ. I don't know the original.
Neither do I.
Oh, I do know the original.
That's enough. Boo.
Boo! All right, so I give that about 6 out of 10.
I'm gonna play another song.
So they added like the din 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 and the claps, right? Like this. And they
made it, I don't know, weird the original sounding. This is H2O by Ram Riddles. It's a video just came out pretty recently. I'm going to skip the really corny intro. This would appeal to you as a chemical engineer. It's all about water.
H2O.
Yeah. Here, I'll go back to the chorus. There's a chemistry joke in it.
Big ups to all my fat boom boom gal. Oh, I get it wetter than water. Dihydrogen monoxide when I'm in those thighs. Chemistry, girls down DM me.
I can barely understand what he's saying. He's wetter than water.
Dihydrogen monoxide.
What'd he say after the hydrogen monoxide?
When I'm in those thighs.
Oh, okay. I guess the joke is dihydrogen monoxide.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. He looks so funny.
Yeah, I think the joke of Ram Riddles is that he always looks like he shouldn't be in the music videos that he's in. Like he
looks like a 13-year-old.
Yeah, like he's too excited.
He looks like he's at a bar mitzvah.
Ram Riddles, I actually really like the music that he makes, but all of his videos, they get higher and higher production value, and it always looks like he just snuck into a music video shoot and was like, "I'm the artist."
Did you see the Lil Dicky where he does sneak into music videos?
No, I don't like Lil Dicky.
Yeah, I think he's funny.
I don't like him.
Yeah, of course you don't. He's beyond you.
All right, what are some other...
you're beyond him.
Great songs from 2016.
From 2016.
I feel like we're really overlooking a lot. So much came out.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't keep up with it.
And listen to anything?
No, I listened to mostly Run the Jewels over and over. And the Social Network soundtrack and again and again.
Because
I'm doing
that
at homework. I mean, I don't freaking know. Aren't you I'll go to.
It's hard to do year end lists. You're right. We don't have to do that.
Okay, let me go to my podcasts. And I'll go to All Songs Considered, and they'll say, the top songs of 2016. David Bowie came out. There's Frank Ocean. There's Anderson .Paak. Oh, I like Anderson .Paak actually.
Yeah, his EP. Did his EP with Knowledge come out this year? Or was that last year?
I don't know. I saw him in concert actually in Utah.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. I didn't know who he was, and he was really good. And then Big Grams came out after him. Like he was.
Oh, that's cool.
And Big Grams was like, okay, I don't like Big Grams as much as Anderson .Paak.
This is one of my favorite songs from this year. At least I think it came out this year.
I don't like the already.
Sorry, 2016.
I don't like the already knew who Big Grams was. I felt like I needed to explain it, and you didn't give me the.
No, I know who it is.
Gosh.
Have you heard? Oh, actually, I don't think Fantagram's on that song. Never mind. It's Little Dragon. Big Boy has a song with Jai Paul.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a big deal. Anyway, this is... I should play a rap song. I won't play this song.
Sorry. Anderson .Paak has a rap.
What's a good rap song?
I mean, there was no good rap this year. Let's be honest, people.
Oh, this is a song that really took over the YouTube. It's a Winona by DJ Boring. It's part of the lo-fi house scene. A lot of internet gorgeous house producers with strange names like DJ Boring, DJ Seinfeld.
These are great names.
They make...
DJ Retweet?
DJ Retweet would honestly fit right in. Same thing with DJ Metadata.
DJ Metadata was a hit.
Yeah.
Over 1,000 plays on SoundCloud.
All of them fake.
One of them wasn't. It was me.
Anyway, so the lo-fi house scene is sort of blown up.
To be reviewed.
And
as a teenager,
is it literally lo-fi?
Yeah, yeah. It sounds very gritty.
Hear the grit.
The chords are pretty simple. It includes strange vocal samples like this of
Winona Ryder. Is this because of Stranger Things?
To be an actress.
Yeah, it could be.
Because she like really reintegrated her career after that.
Good for her.
That hit Netflix series.
I listened to a lot of Lo-Fi House during exams in 2016.
Yeah.
It was good to zone out too. Because I would spend a lot of time in the GIS lab making maps. And so I wasn't necessarily reading, but I needed like background music to keep me like focused.
You're making maps?
Yeah, for one of my classes.
That's sick.
I listened to a ton of Lo-Fi House mixes. DJ Boring, DJ Seinfeld. Ross from Friends, also another one.
That's the name.
Yeah. And it's basically just like hours of this.
Just be very relaxed.
So they're doing pretty well. I think DJ Seinfeld has a gig somewhere in Europe.
Wow.
Mall Grab is another one from Australia who's a lot more well known. And I would say is not necessarily on the full lo-fi house scene.
It's too well known.
Yeah.
Have you seen the website Strong Towns?
No, what's that?
It's about maps. So that's just what I thought about it. They do like a map thing. I think it's Strong Towns. I'm not sure it's that. They map out cities and just show which counties and like blocks are positive and negative tax. I think it's that. I'm not sure it's called Strong Towns. It's definitely related. That and like Granola Shotgun. Bless you.
Is this it? This doesn't look like it's it.
Probably linked to it somewhere. Search Strong Towns map. Here, I'll look for it on my own for a second here. We can listen to music for a sec.
This is Travis Scott doing Goosebumps live on Jimmy Kimmel. The beat on this is crazy. It's a sort of beefed up version of the original.
I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich, throw that to the side. Yeah. I get those goosebumps every time.
I just want an instrumental of that. I think Travis Scott's live vocals really ruin it. Oh, here's a good song. Again, not a rap song, but I really got into Frankie Cosmos this year, or 2016. And her song... what's the first part of it? Is It Possible and Sleep Song.
Oh, okay.
When I say goodbye, you act like you lost something, or are you really realizing? Is it possible?
Find the name.
Or is it gonna change?
I didn't listen to anything you said about the other person.
I'm
so sorry. That's alright. It's called Urban 3.
Urban 3?
3, yeah. Like number 3. And then look at the projects, I think. Keep scrolling. Projects, yeah.
Now that I know that,
yeah, so like what happens is the red areas are like positive tax base, like that gives them income, and green areas are negative. And so that's where our subsidies go to. And so it turns out, like in almost every city in America, like the inner, like downtown, creates the most tax and gets the least amount of spending. And all the suburbs end up sucking up all the money.
I have to check this out when I'm not on the radio.
There's a better analysis on Strong Towns. Called The Real Reason Your City Has No Money. I think. Oh, okay. Hello. Go back. Technical difficulties.
Okay, I'll read this later. Thanks for the recommendation.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. And we're moving right along in our list of the best songs that I can think of off the top of my head from the last rough
2016.
Year.
We are, I hope, entering each of these into the site.
We're doing them as we go.
Yeah, so we can look them up later.
Oh, you know what we should do is turn off Rivendell.
Has it been going the whole time? Yeah, but it's been muted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see. Any other rap songs? We already played Princess Nokia, but she had some good rap songs.
We played more from the Spotify playlist of Space Party.
Oh yeah. Those songs aren't very good though.
So why did we choose bad songs?
Well, they were good at the time, and now I don't want them.
Oh, okay.
They're old, and I'm tired of them.
We have moved on. We are beyond them now.
Some of them have stood up against the test of time, though, like Truffle Butter by Nicki Minaj. That's still a song that I would play at the current Space Party. Mm-hmm. But other songs, you know, have not held up, such as...
So I've heard the word Frank Ocean a couple times.
Right, he released an album this year.
Yeah.
He released two albums.
Were they rap?
There's no rap, no.
Okay, I'm just going to ignore me then.
We can play one of the songs. Have you heard any of the songs?
No.
That's a real shame, actually. All right, well, I'll play an excerpt of probably the most accessible song. So if you don't like this, I don't know what to tell you.
You have bad taste.
Yeah.
Go on Tinder.
Go on Tinder.
I thought that I was dreaming when you said you loved me. The start of nothing. I had no chance to prepare. I couldn't see you coming. The start of nothing. Ooh, I could hate you now. It's quite alright to hate me now. When we both know that deep down, the feeling still deep down is good. If I could see the walls, I could see you faking. If you could see my thoughts, you would see your faces. Safe in my rental, like an army truck back then. We didn't give a fuck back then. I ain't a kid no more. We'll never be those kids again. We tried to my shoulder.
probably feel better by the weekend. Still remember had you going crazy, screaming my name. The feeling deep down is good. I thought that I was dreaming when you said you loved me. The start of nothing, had no chance to prepare, couldn't see you coming.
Pretty good.
Jeez, all right. I noticed you have two phones.
Oh, I guess I do.
Why?
So actually, it's a funny story. I've had this phone, which is older, an HTC One M8, for those at home, for like a couple years now. It still works pretty well. It's a little slow. Actually, I had it like for a year, but I got it like a year, like when it was a year old. It was new, but it was like, it was made a year ago. And I've been using it for a long time. And then for my birthday, my brother gave me this phone, which he won in a contest on the first day of Tufts by spinning a wheel in the campus center, sponsored by Lyft or something.
Wow, what phone is that?
It's the, I think Huawei is perhaps pronounced, Honor 8. Honor or something.
It's thinner,
it's better, it's got a great camera, it's got a fingerprint sensor in the back, it's really cool. It's got a super nice operating system. It's like, I guess in China, the operating systems are supposed to be like friendly and nice, so it like, it says like precious button for a surprise and that sort of thing.
That's funny.
And it works really well, but it doesn't support Verizon.
Oh.
And that's what I have.
So what are you using it for?
Cameras mostly. I use it for YouTube videos because the battery's like way better. And Snapchat.
So this sounds kind of cumbersome. You have to communicate with one phone and do everything else with the other phone.
Yeah, I communicate with some people only over Snapchat though. So sometimes it works. But I can only use Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So it is definitely sounds, cumbersome.
This sounds unsustainable.
Yeah, but the battery in my other phone is very poor now. So if I used the
sounds like you're constantly out of touch.
If I use a camera at all, it dies really quickly.
Yeah.
So I have to use this other phone. Really, this was forced upon me.
Well, you could have just gotten a new phone that could do everything.
That would cost money.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You guess.
All right, moving right along with our countdown of the top songs of 2015.
Here's top song of the year, I guess, because we're almost out of time.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, what could it be?
I'm so tired, oh my gosh.
Any suggestions?
The soundtrack to my favorite movie came out this year.
Dark Knight.
How did you know?
We're taking this to the limits of the joke.
We'll have to kill it at some point.
Yeah, replace it with another
movie. I saw Arrival. I liked that a lot. That was a movie I liked.
That had an interesting soundtrack.
Did it?
Sort of like Trent Reznor-y.
Oh, it was sort of. It had lots of violins.
I think the end Chillings. Of the movie was more orchestral, but there were points in the beginning that was more interesting.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. I got a song to play. It is not from this past year. In fact, it's not even from this decade.
What?
But I can tell you that this song will become very important this year.
Uh-oh. Let's hear it. Oh, the reboot's coming out, huh?
Yeah. And I watched all of Twin Peaks in 2016.
Oh, wow.
So this song is one of my top songs.
I never
of the
watched
year.
Season 2, and I heard it was really good.
We've talked about this before. I think on the air.
Yeah, I talked to my other friend, and I forgot that I talked about it with you as well. So slow.
Great song.
Puts me to sleep.
All right, that's it. Actually, so the Portland music duo Magic Fades, who I really like, released an album in 2016,
mm-hmm.
and it's called ASMR. And on it, whoa, not on their Bandcamp, I see.
What?
Hold on. On ASMR, it's on the permalink Bandcamp, that's why. There is a song that they did that is very much Twin Peaks inspired. At least I think it is. So I'm going to play that. It's called Pacific Coast Oil Spill. It's a good sort of take on the atmosphere of the Twin Peaks theme. What is it?
It's a message. We're gonna find out. We gotta reply on Tinder.
If she suggests Pacific Coast Oil Spill from
I will give
Magic Fades ASMR,
right,
she's in luck.
How Deep Is Your Love by Calvin Harris?
No.
Should I tell her that?
Yeah, just say no. You made the right move.
Is that rap? Is it even rap?
What, Calvin Harris?
Yeah.
No.
I should tell you.
I feel like we should end on a rap song. Don't you? It's the Rap Radio Hour. A lot of rap came out in 2016.
I guess so, yeah. I support that.
So what song? Any song? Well, not any song. Specific song. Good song.
I mean, there's... I guess Donald Glover isn't... rap anymore.
Didn't really do a rap album this
year.
Oh, I got one.
Oh, okay, good.
Not sort of on the border.
Because it is entirely your responsibility as the host and only person who listens to rap on this show.
So Chance the Rapper and Jeremih put out an EP at the end of the year called Merry Christmas Little Mama, and the first song is really good. It's all really good. I like the first song a lot though.
Let's do it. Merry Christmas. Wait, jingle bells all the way. Hey, on your heels, y'all make that shake. Got about three hoes on my sleigh. I'm trying to tee up Christmas Day. Won't you want some jingle bells all the way? Hey, got them bells all on the shake. Got about three hoes all the way. Got about three hoes in my sleigh. Legs up, the Hello Kitty. Hell yeah, I'm in the pool. Yeah, yeah. It's
coming. You're listening to WMFL Medford.
Hey.
We're out of time. That's it. That's the show.
Let's hope for a good year. A good last semester.
Yeah, we're already a month in.
Do you think we're going to do this after we graduate?
Definitely. No. Actually, this is really sad. This is my last semester on WMFL.
Oh, that's my last semester.
I've been doing this since early 2013.
Wow.
Or I guess late 2013.
What a world. Bless you, Grant.
Let's hope it's a last good last semester on WMFO for me. The show has changed a lot. I've changed a lot. Our country has changed a lot. Medford, however, you've stayed the same.
Stays the same.
there's anything you want from the show in the last semester,